Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you been waiting for?
Go, kid, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast, hanging out with my best friend, Haas.
Yo.
My friend, Stephanie, that's been helping us produce the weekday show, and my husband is running around here somewhere. And this is our first show after the Ambien show.
And it's a very special Kelly Mano show.
It really is. I kind of didn't realize it. Like, I posted it this morning, but I haven't put much thought into it. But it is my one-year anniversary.
Yeah, that's
big. Of the show. I mean, like, how crazy is that that... Like, I remember when I started the show, I told my husband, I was like, no matter how bad I suck, no matter how few listeners I have, I'm going to do it for a whole year.
And?
And it feels like it's been like 2 months.
Yeah, it really does. It doesn't feel like a year.
No, it's still really fun, and I still have plenty of advertisers, and if it's okay with you guys, we're going to keep going. So, I thought we'd maybe like do something big for the one-year anniversary, but it just snuck up out of nowhere.
I didn't realize it was as close as it was until, I guess it was Monday?
Yeah.
Monday or Tuesday when, in my memories, it had your list of
the
names
time
that
hop.
You wrote down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was the list of people that I wanted to come on and co-host with me. And I got to almost everybody.
Pretty much.
So there's just a couple people that I haven't gotten to yet, and that's mainly because of, like, schedules and other stuff, but... Before we go any further, I feel like I have a list of apologies / corrections from the Ambien show.
I don't remember the last 20 minutes.
I believe you. However, you should have taken two because clearly I was on another planet.
Well, I think that it just affected us different because I got to admit, I went home and I was out cold.
Yeah.
And like it hit you like you were drunk. Yeah. Whereas me, I just got really relaxed.
Yeah.
And really tired and shut down.
Well, it's funny because if you missed the show, we each took an Ambien and then we fought sleep for half an hour and then did a podcast. And I don't ever go back and listen to our shows. Everybody knows that. However, I had to go back and listen to this because I didn't know what happened. And So tell me if you did this. Like, I didn't remember anything from that third break. But when I started hearing it, I was like, oh, my gosh, now I remember it.
A little bit. Like, I don't remember you singing the Spice Girls at all.
I had no memory of that.
I have a little, like, when I heard it, I had a little bit of memory of you running around with your belly dance stuff.
I think I thought the show was over. And because most radio hosts don't just get up and leave their microphone. I just got up, walked over. Jimmy, you want to be part of this?
Yeah, no, I'm
not. You know, and so, yeah. So first of all,
I just add something real quick to the belly dancing and all that stuff quick before you go to your apologies.
Yeah.
Is you decided to really turn up the shit show right as the kids were trying to get home. So
I do remember that. Now that you've mentioned that, like it all floods back. I remember Jimmy going, the kids are going to be home in 10 minutes. The kids are going to be home in 10 minutes.
Our friend Donna was over here, and I tried to watch the Facebook Live video back, and I was so embarrassed by
that.
It. Don't do it.
I don't want to
But
do
the
that.
Funniest part is right around like the 54 minute that my friend Donna, she's so sweet, but you could just tell that she, like, we thought we were wrapping up the show, and that was the moment I decided to put on the belly dancing skirt.
Oh, yeah.
And the look on everybody's face was like, oh, my God, she's never going to end the show.
The belly dancing and then the Spice Girls song the entire time. My sister, who's watching the kids, and it's like 9:30 on a school night, and she's texting me. She's like, am I good to come in now? How about now? 5 more minutes? How about now?
Nope, and I'm now like, she's in her belly dancing skirt.
No, she's belly dancing, singing Spice Girls. You got to wait a little while. We don't want to scar our children.
Oh, and then so what's funny is that, you know, did your mom like stay in the same room as you? Was she like cursing my name?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, I don't think so. I really don't remember.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember getting to their house and sitting down in the recliner and her like putting a blanket over me and a pillow and going, are you okay? And me being like, yep, I'm going to bed. And like, she made the mistake of giving me my phone back. So,
which is when
I immediately, I guess, went to Facebook and started posting stuff.
Okay, so pull up the conversation that you and I had on Facebook. Now, it's important to note that at this time, my husband had put me to bed and hid my phone.
Okay.
Okay, so here's exactly what happened. You had posted at some point on the Kelly Mano wall, which I'm an admin on that, so my phone gets a notification whenever any of you guys post something to the wall, and I'll say, oh, let's see what Haas is saying. Let's see what Kelly's saying. So you post nonsense, okay? It's just some nonsense sentence, and that's when I went to you, and I said, hey, you're going to bed. Give me your phone. I'll charge your phone. I said, you're not taking this phone. I'm putting it somewhere that you can't get to.
Right.
So then you sucker Libby Lou 20 minutes later into getting it because she could fit in the small space that I put it. And then you start posting nonsense again.
I was in bed, and I, like, at one point, I, like, because we said that the kids were not going to sleep with me. Yeah. But at some point, that went out the window. Right. And so both the girls were in bed with me, and Libby Lou was still awake. And I rolled over, and I'm like, Libby Lou. I'm like, I'll give you $5 if you can find mommy's phone.
Nice.
And that's all I remember. But then I don't remember this conversation. So this is what I got back up and posted. So Haas, go back and forth with you and I.
All right. So I apparently posted a clip from Almost Famous, which is the guy on the roof yelling, I'm on drugs, I'm on drugs. And my comment was, and I guess autocorrect just gave up on me.
Both of you.
Because it says, done with the ambient shoe. I'm going to pass out in this recliner and pass out. If I wake up tomorrow, I'll talk to two, T-O-U, them. If not, blame Jelly for making me take drugs, Axel in 2016.
And what followed that?
So you, like 3 minutes later, replied, oh my God, I just sent you a text and told you to look at the wiggly words. They're so cool. To which I, 2 minutes later, replied, I just want to keep texting because the letters look cool.
Well, what we were talking about is when you're looking at text and you're on that medicine, like if you're on Facebook, the words are floating and like bumping into each other.
Yeah, they were like, it was like if you were trying to put letters in a pool of water.
Yes.
They were going like up and down and kind of like.
And I think I say that in there.
Yeah, yes. Very much so. And then it's basically just us going back and forth about how cool the water letters are.
But you'll notice, like, she didn't start responding again for, like, 25 minutes later.
Yes. And then she says, they're like floating job water, to which Cheryl Ann goes, what the hell is job water? And then there's another 5 minutes, and then Kelly saying, I'm tired as hell, but my stupid legs are wide awake flipping around.
It's about this time that I'm watching all this from afar, right, on my phone. I'm like, oh, Jesus, we got to find this phone and get it out of her hands. So I go in. At that point, she's snoring outrageously loud. I snag the phone. I put it in Lucy's room and hide it, put it under, like, some blankets, and then she was none the wiser till about 7 in the morning.
Yeah, no, and I didn't have, well, I didn't think I had any side effects.
I woke up with a horrible headache.
We both did. We texted each other, well, because you're usually up really early, and I think I texted you at, like, 8 a.m. I'm like, are you alive? And you didn't write back, and then I'm like, oh, my God, I really killed Haas. So then I started posting on Facebook, like, Pinto, get up. And then you're like, oh, my God, I have the worst headache, and I'm like, me too, and I never ever get headaches, and then,
which is weird because it didn't feel like an alcohol hangover. It was really sharp and like right in the front of my head, and it felt like someone had like a drill right between my eyes. Someone just going to town.
Yes. Now mine went away really quick with Advil. I took like 3 Advil and then the headache was taken care of.
I didn't because I was afraid to take anything else, but mine lasted like maybe an hour or two and then it went away.
Well, I'm stuck with this lovely facial twitch.
That's weird.
And it's still there. I mean, if I stop and relax my face, I'm happy to show you guys at any point. It looks like my nostril is doing like the stanky leg. And I was going to bed the next night. Go back and watch the video. It looks like my nostril is doing the stanky leg. And I'm having some leg twitching too. And so I've talked to my doctor. And at first we definitely thought it was just like a stupid Ambien side effect. But now I just think it's some kind of muscle issue that just happened to happen at the same time as the Ambien show.
And happened to fall on the 39th anniversary of Elvis's death.
Yes.
I think you're possessed.
That's right. I got a lip twitch that's amazing.
And considering you've had like a serious infatuation with Elvis, and is he dead or alive since you were a little kid?
Oh yeah, Elvis lives all the way.
He's on an island with JFK and Tupac.
I know,
and
right?
Biggie.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Are you still mad at me for my lip twitch post?
Yes, that was so stupid. Of the dog awesome. Hanging his head out the window. And because I was so embarrassed of the lip thing that I only, like, I texted it to Jimmy first, obviously.
You
and
sent
then,
it to me, and you're like, do not share this.
Then I texted it to you. I'm like, do not share this with anybody. And then I shared another one later that was, like, a little less horrific. And then I finally contacted a doctor. It was, like, down the chain of command.
Do we want to talk about our text exchange about the doctor?
Which one was that?
Monday when you're like, hey.
Oh.
Do you know personally a doctor?
A doctor.
Because I got this thing going on, and I'm afraid if I call my doctor, they're going to call me a druggie.
Well, I just switched primary care doctors because we moved.
Right.
And so I've literally seen this guy one time, and I did not want my second interaction with him to be like, hi, I'm your patient, Kelly Mano.
I took drugs.
I took Ambien for fun, and now my face is screwed up, because he would send me straight to a psych ward.
I thought I gave you sound advice.
What
did you say?
I told you to go to the free clinic or wherever the crackheads go where they don't ask names or questions.
Oh, my God. We really need a doctor friend. Like, I used to have one, and then they divorced, and we don't talk to her anymore. Yeah. So if there's any doctors out there that want to be our friend on the download, that would be awesome. And as we go to break here, I would like to apologize to the shot put girls for calling them fat and telling them that any old Becky down the street could do the same thing as them in the Olympics. Also, MC Hammer is not represented by Ziploc bags. I do not have Chinese in my family history. I cannot personally beat the shot put girls in the Olympics. Justin Timberlake is not a douchebag. I was trying to say that Justin Bieber was. And please,
oh, we got Bieber news this week too.
Yeah, please don't ever let me read on Ambien again. The Roomba story
was great.
Painful.
No, that was great.
So, yeah, so I think that covers the apologies for now. And I think that I've learned my lesson, and we will not take any more drugs that don't belong to us.
You know what we should do next?
What?
We should do the Century Club.
What's that?
That is a shot of beer every minute for 100 minutes.
No, oh my, you're trying to kill me.
I'll do it.
I would love for you. Isn't your 40th birthday coming up?
Soon.
Done.
All right.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Ladies, dance is the new yoga. If you're interested in a new and exciting place to move your body, have fun, and make new friends, look no further than Sacred Movement. Sacred Movement is a warm, safe, and inviting studio that will help you discover your inner goddess. They offer a variety of feminine movement classes, meditation classes, women's workshops, and monthly red tent gatherings. For more information or to register for classes, visit them on the web at sacredmovementstudio.com or call 314-398-8184. Be sure and mention you heard it on The Kelly Mano Show. Sacred Movement, where women go for dance, community, and empowerment.
The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's The Kelly Mano Show.
Heads up! Heads up! Here's another one, another one. Why you all in my ear talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear? Get back! You don't know me like that. Get back! You don't know me like that.
So I got in a Facebook debate today.
Okay.
Discussion.
About?
Which I never do. You do it kind of regularly. Producer Gary does it like every hour.
You know what?
I see no point in Facebook arguing ever.
I'm getting burnt out on it. And with it being an election year, it usually what it boils down to. And we can do a weekly feature on my one crazy friend.
Oh my gosh.
There was a great one yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't take her bait. I'm so good at not taking bait. People can say the meanest thing to me, and I just like roll it off.
So on her page, she posted Trump and Hillary's social networking numbers, like their total cum followers, where Trump is just blowing Hillary out of the water. And I commented, and she's like, this is why Trump's going to win the election. I was like, let me argue just devil's advocate for a minute. And I said, social media numbers don't really mean much. I said, look at Howard Stern. When Howard Stern first signed on in New York, people who hated him listened longer than people who liked him. Because they wanted to see what the next thing was going to be.
It's just like a hate follow on Facebook.
Absolutely. And that's what I was trying to tell her.
There are people who listen to this show because they can't stand me.
Her response was, I disagree. I think social media matters. I've won a lot of contests on Facebook because of using social media. And this is a girl who, like, she models. And by model, I mean, like, she'll try out for, like, Miss American Honey and stuff like that.
Like stupid shit.
Like, oh, my God, guys, go here and vote for me. And
That's not a real contest.
And I didn't reply because there was no win. But I just really wanted to be like, did you really just compare the United States presidential election to a Miss Whose Boobies Are Better Facebook contest? Like, did this really just happen?
Does that girl have a job?
I don't know.
Like, is that her job just to fight on Facebook?
I think so.
Well, so I let everything roll off my back, but then, like, two things happened today at the exact same time. So there was an article, Ellen DeGeneres, you know, we're right in the middle of the Olympics.
Sure.
And Usain Bolt, you know, is just amazing. Like, to watch that guy race.
It's effortless.
It looks like he's out for a Sunday jog.
Yeah.
Yes.
So easy.
Yes. Like, so easy. Like, literally, he's like looking around at the people behind him. Mm-hmm. He's amazing. He's been on Ellen's show before. They seem to have a fun friendship. And if you watch Ellen's show or follow any of her Instagram, she photoshops herself in a lot of famous pictures.
Yes.
You know, and there was a really famous picture. It was just taken this week, but it was spread a lot of Usain running and like looking over his shoulder.
Right.
And as a photographer, and Stephanie's a photographer, it was a kick-ass photo.
It was a really great photo.
Yeah.
He had this smile on his face. And
yep.
I mean, there was
bring
emotion.
That closer. You got to get like third date close.
Sorry.
There
it was
you
like,
go.
There was motion blur. I mean, it was just an outstanding photo.
Like
it's going to be iconic.
Photo.
Yeah. Nice.
It's going to be an iconic photo of him.
And so Ellen photoshopped herself like a piggyback ride on his back.
Okay.
And it said, here's how I'm running my errands today.
Okay.
Or something like my errands
from now
are
on. Or
yeah.
Something.
That's funny.
Hysterical. Well, apparently there were some idiots on Twitter who said it was an absolute racist picture.
Why is it
and
racist?
And that because it reflects the racist imagery of our history. Because a black person was carrying a white person in the photo.
Shut up.
Well, so at the same... So whenever I read this story, I thought, this can't be real. There can't really be real people that I know and that walk and breathe the same air I do that are actually offended by this. It had to be like a couple of Twitter like morons, anonymous. They've got an egg for their picture. And then it was a slow news day. So the media ran with it. Right.
Sure.
And so I post on my page. I'm like, look at this article. Please restore my faith in humanity and tell me that none of my friends are offended by this. I have 3,000 Facebook friends.
Right.
Many black ones. Many, many liberal ones. Many conservative ones. A whole mixed bag of nuts.
Of course.
Not one person said that they were offended.
Because there's nothing to be offended by.
At the exact same time that I was posting that, like almost to the minute, a friend of mine was posting the exact same story with the caption, this is why our culture needs to grow and understand that this kind of imagery, you know, is offensive and, you know, all of this stuff. And then, like, I just couldn't. I could not. And it was a humane disagreement. It wasn't.
Sure.
I mean, we're both grown women and I like her a lot. But it was like, I can't even. I couldn't even wrap my head around arguing it, because the fact that anybody would think that that is racism makes me like it takes
it's
us
not,
back 20 steps.
Agreed.
I mean, especially coming from someone like Ellen DeGeneres,
who loves everybody.
She's used her fame, you know, to talk about being respectful and compassionate.
Yes.
Like I can't even fathom, you know, somebody looking at this picture, you know, and seeing that it was from Ellen and thinking like, oh, well, of course she would be the kind that would post a racist photo.
There are just people,
unbelievable.
There's people in this world who just look for reasons to be offended
and
throw a racial card out. And Jimmy and I are very good friends with someone that you know.
Oh, my God, that hates being white.
That's
pretty much.
If you want to call it what it is, he does have the biggest case of white guilt I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I feel like people who are offended by this picture have. I don't know one black person offended by this photo. I know black people who are embarrassed that people are offended by this photo.
I agree.
The only people that I know that are upset about the photo are people who wish to God that they were not white.
Well, there seems to be a movement in this country, be it anything in this world, be it racism, sexism, whatever, where if you don't say that you're offended by something, that automatically makes you racist because you weren't offended by it.
They started posting photos of the slavery days with a white person
Jesus.
Piggybacking on a African American. And I said, if you're really going to compare a slavery
photo. Show me where
that
thread is, because I'm posting a picture of Yoda riding piggyback on Luke Skywalker.
Well, I mean, like, I have plenty of interracial couples that I photograph as a photographer, and I know for a fact I can think of a couple where the girl was white and the guy was black, and we did a piggyback picture. It was out at Falls Park. If it wouldn't embarrass them, I would post it and say, oh, sorry, am I a racist?
Yes, apparently.
At what point, I mean, should we all, and listen, I'm not talking to black people here because I don't know, again, one person who was offended by that was black. But I mean, for the people who are offended, does that mean that, like, because this is as mild as it comes.
I agree.
Are black people just off limits to you? Or, like, is there no satire, no comedy, no SNL, no, should we just all walk on eggshells?
Yes.
Because that same photo could have been Ellen riding on Michael Phelps' back and
absolutely.
No one would have cared.
Not at all.
Whatsoever.
Not at all. It could have been Ellen on his back in the pool and it could have said, check out my new boat.
Yes.
Yep.
And so people are upset that Ellen has not apologized because Ellen didn't. Thank
God. She has nothing to apologize for.
Nothing. Not a damn thing. She did nothing wrong. She posted a funny picture.
I think
picture.
She did put out a statement that was something like it was not meant to be.
Right.
You know,
but she did not apologize. And so that's
why. It wasn't
why,
like she's holding like reins in her hand or a crop or something like that.
No, if there was anything in that photo that reflected the racist imagery that we all know from the history books,
yep.
It would be completely different. But I mean, like, my God, I just cannot believe that I walk and breathe the same air as people who are offended. And the original poster didn't necessarily say that she was offended. She was just bringing up a conversation
right.
to say, like, she understands how people were offended. But there's plenty of people on her thread. You know, one of her friends said, if a member of a marginalized group in our society tells us that something is offensive, what is so wrong with validating those feelings instead of whining about people being too sensitive? Maybe we should at least try to understand why it is offensive. No!
Where do you draw the line to that?
That photo is not offensive.
It's not.
Not even kind.
America is afraid to laugh at things anymore, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, you can't push the envelope, because if you do, you're going to offend a group. Think, it wasn't even, what, 10 years ago that Chappelle's Show was the most popular show on TV on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
He made light of every stereotype for every race and every demographic.
And it should be.
And it was great. I still argue to this day that had his co-writer been the star of that show, it would have been canceled in two shows.
Was his co-writer white?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I get that a little bit. But
remember, the first episode of Chappelle's Show had Dave Chappelle as a blind white supremacist who was black.
No, see, I've never seen that show.
It's brilliant.
Is it?
It is. That skit alone is brilliant, but the show's amazing.
I think that every category of people, every race, every gender, every transgender has to be able to take some good-hearted poking. Like,
absolutely.
If there's no hateful intent, you know, at a comedian's joke or something like that,
yep.
People need to just lighten up a whole lot. And like I said, seeing that people were offended by that photo disappointed me, because I feel like saying that that is racist is so out of left field and takes our culture back 20 steps.
I agree.
20 steps!
Well, even if it doesn't take it back 20 steps, it prohibits it from moving forward.
Of course it does. And if anything, it just divides us more. And again,
yes.
I honestly thought these are just some idiots on Twitter. There aren't really people who think this. And it was like side by side, right when I posted it, my friend posted it. And again, she was more of like the...
Can you shall receive.
Yeah, more
uh-huh.
of like the we
really?
Should be more culturally aware kind of side of it. But then, of course, she had plenty of friends that were willing to say, oh my gosh, Ellen should be apologizing. She called, one of her friends called it, it was ignorant by Ellen. And and she was disappointed in the statement that Ellen released. Instead of accepting that she made a mistake and learning from it.
There's no mistake.
She posted a BS response about knowing that racism isn't a thing, ? It is not enough. And validating those feelings have been systematically oppressed in our society. It's called, I can't even, I just go outside and practice falling down.
Here's the thing. No one in their right mind is going to deny that racism is still a thing.
Yes.
And that there is a huge, huge history of segregation and racism in this country. However, you cannot throw that card at everything and claim that it's racist. Because not everything in this world is effing racist.
There are plenty of racist assholes out there. Plenty. They're plenty. Everywhere. Go swing a dead cat. You'll hit one. Ellen's not one of them.
I agree.
This wasn't it. You missed the mark. You're coming out of left field and you make yourself look stupid.
Yes. Yeah.
Good Lord. Anyway, in other Olympic news, I just kicked your ass in diarrhea walking outside.
That's true. Yes, so, very true.
Those of us who are on Facebook, on the Facebook Live, we've been debating a lot of Olympic events and some that I don't really think should be Olympic events. I got in an argument with my buddy Steve Logan on Facebook because I kind of poked hell at the shot putters and the hammer throwers and the disc throwers. And I just said that, you know.
Like, those should be events because those are like classic Olympic events.
But no, see, I'm over them. Like, pick one. Throw one thing. Do we have to throw three different things? Like, the stadium's already empty.
Don't forget the javelin.
Yeah.
The javelin is badass.
And then I said, looking at the people doing like the hammer throw, where like they spin around real fast and let something go. Like, Lucy does that in the backyard on the reg. Like, that, you know, and I know that they are super strong women and got big old muscles. But, like, somebody could learn how to do that really well in, like, a year.
Yeah.
To whereas, like, gymnastics and, you know, long distance running and swimming and all of these things take decades, like, your whole life to master. And so I was like, shit, I'm going to go for gold in 2020. I got big old broad shoulders. I'm going to learn how to throw me a hammer. You know? And like the horse dancing?
Anything that you have to ride another living animal should not be an Olympic sport.
Especially when it's dancing.
Because
Stephanie, have you seen the horse dancing?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
You like horses. Have you ever horse danced?
I do. I like horses. I've never horse danced. But I've watched lots of horse dancing. I've been to shows where they do that. It does take years of training the animal, but I tend to agree with Haas that, like, I don't know how that can be an Olympic sport. Like, how do you... I mean, making that animal do your bidding.
That's a circus act.
Cue.
That's not an Olympic sport.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Are we going to have lion taming in 22?
Oh my gosh. Don't let Siegfried and Roy do it. Somebody will get eaten.
That's true.
Yeah, it's nuts. But yeah, horse dancing is
and thing. Then like in the winter, like the curling. Like they're literally...
I love curling.
Why?
It's shuffleboard.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of hard to look away.
But like wiggling a broom on ice is not a sport. You are not an athlete. You are not an athlete, and it's the Olympics. You should
be
an athlete.
It's not necessarily being an athlete. That's a skill.
I guess it is called the Olympic Games. It's
true.
Not called the Olympic sports.
Yes.
Did you guys see, that poor guy that was a runner who he DQ'd himself. So here's what happened, and you can Google it. It'll break your heart. No. they're like, on your mark, get set. And then before that, he did this little fidget move.
Oh, yeah, that's a no-no.
Yes.
Okay, here's the thing.
A false start is
in
what
the
they
Olympics,
call that.
It's a you go home on a plane.
Yeah, yep. there's no second chance.
I think in other regulation things, you get another chance. You get
I
one
think in the trials,
false,
you get one screw
yeah,
up.
You get one false start, and you can keep going. But in the Olympics, one and done.
Oh, my God, this guy, I mean... The look on his face. I wanted to crawl through the TV and hug him.
I think he was crying immediately afterwards.
You could,
I've never
seen so much anguish in someone's face in my life. He was a runner. He had been training for that for 4 years and he lost it in a second. Why are you laughing?
Because we've all been there.
No, we have not. You've been training for the Olympics and false started
not,
and had to go home.
Not to that degree, but we've all had that moment where you're like, son of a bitch.
I know, but for us, it's like forgetting milk at the store. It's not like throwing away 4 years of effort.
Well, there's, you know.
You should watch the video.
The great
you
thing would... about the Olympics, they come around again every 4 years.
Yeah, but sometimes you're at that age where you can't.
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying this is my last Olympics,
look,
you know, and
you
false
start
it.
You got the, what is it, they have it on the off years of the Olympics, the World Games or whatever.
Yeah, but I
you
like.
You go in that.
Yeah, well,
that's kind of cool.
If I'm going to be in 2020 for the hammer throw, I will be 40 years old. 41 years old, so I probably need to start training like maybe in 2 years, I think.
What about the chick who dove to win a gold?
I was just going to ask you guys what you thought about that. I thought it was too. Now, and I'm one who is all about creative ways to win. I've been a cheater and a hustler since I was a kid. I invented ways to cheat better.
That opens up the door to like tripping the person next to you.
It's stupid. If you can't finish a race on your feet in a foot race.
Yeah.
You know, did you see this, Stephanie?
I did see it, and I was really disappointed also. I mean, legal or not, everybody was saying it's perfectly legal. It's a thing. You can do it, and it's been done before in the Olympics. I just think shady.
That's shady.
Of all shady.
No, and you
It's not getting out of Rio before the police can find you shady, but it's shady.
Yeah, how have we not talked about this yet? That's coming up next. All kinds of crazy stuff going down. We will be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
So we changing the weather now. So put your brakes on, caps, put your capes on, and knock off your block. Get dropped and have your face flown. Cause I'll prove it. Scratch off the music like, hey, little stupid, don't make me lose it. Why you all in my ear talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear? Get back, get back. You don't know me like that. Get back, you don't know me like that.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Who thinks I can do a JM Motors ad without my paper?
I bet you could.
if I screw up, then they don't have to pay for this one. Right. But the Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois, my hometown. They have been in business for 45 years, by now probably 46. They are located at 2410 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois. What I love about JM Motors is how huge their lot is, and I just found out they're expanding. So I follow them on Facebook and Instagram, and when you go on their car lot, it already looks like a new car lot because they have so much inventory, but they specialize in pre-owned vehicles. And, you know, he's never sold a bad car. He backs up his word. Like, he just has the best reputation in Granite City. They only have two salesmen who know their inventory inside and out. So no annoying cheesy guy with a, what is the nerdy pocket protector?
The pocket protector.
Is not going to chase you down and try to sell you a car that you don't want. My mom is actually getting ready to buy a car from them here in the next couple weeks. So, yeah, if you stop in JM Motors to look at their inventory, tell them that the Kelly Mano Show sent you because I love having them be part of my show. And if you are in St. Louis, Hoss, how far are they from the Arch?
10 minutes.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois.
Don't wanna be a player.
I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
Still got what you're looking for.
My kids have been rocking new school stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Rocky had a couple problems that first week. But yeah, they're doing really good. And I think I told you on the first day of school, everybody got in the car and asked how their day was. And they're like, it's awesome. It's awesome. And Libby Lou got in, threw her backpack, pissed off. I'm like, what happened? She's like, some girl told me that I'm not big enough for the monkey bars. And that's all she wanted to talk about for like the entire night was how pissed she was at this older girl. And so I got to go up to the school the other day and have lunch with Lucy because it was her birthday. And it just so happened that at the same time, Libby Lou was having recess. So I was totally creeping out the window. And there is my little girl, you know, first grade on these giant monkey bars, just jumping with all her might. And she would make it to like one or two and then fall. And then she would get back up and do it again.
Good.
And then she had to draw a picture that came home today that said, like, what do you think about first grade? And she drew a picture of herself going across the monkey bars. And she said, it's awesome. I'm like, you are totally my kid and I love you.
I was hoping it was going to be a picture of that girl that said something like, F Felicia.
But listen, I would not be surprised. Libby Lou, yeah, she's a tough chick. So she's not going to step. I kept feeling bad because she was falling so far. Like, the girl was kind of right. She's too little for those monkey bars. They're like 8 feet in the air.
Oh, yeah. They're up there.
Oh, she don't.
But who cares?
No.
Kids are resilient. They bounce.
Libby Lou don't give a shit. She's going to do those monkey bars every day.
And she should.
Until she gets some. So one more Olympic thing before we go. And that is, like, if Ryan Lochte does not get any more douchey, I don't know what we're going to do with ourselves. So all I know is that I heard a story. I think that you and my husband know a little bit about this. First of all, I heard that Ryan Lochte was robbed, like, at gunpoint in Rio. And is it bad that my first reaction was that it was a lie? Like, my gut reaction was, nope, didn't happen.
So, allegedly, over the weekend, Ryan Lochte and two other American swimmers were coming back.
Not Michael Phelps, right?
No. We're coming back from the social house that France has. I guess off the Olympic Village, most of the countries have some sort of a social gathering club or bar so that the people who travel to the Olympics from that country can go hang out with people from their country.
That speak the same language. Right. And yeah.
So they were coming. They went to a party at France's club,
right,
which is, I think, ironically called Club France.
Oh,
they're very, very
and
creative.
On the way home, they were in a taxi. That taxi got held up or got pulled over by someone who approached the taxi with a police badge. There were no lights on the car, no decals or anything on the car, but the guy presented himself as a Rio cop and basically told everyone to get on the ground, to which, if you read Lochte's statements, he said, I'm not getting on the ground. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently the other guys get on the ground, but Lochte's the superhero
right.
who stands up to the guy.
With his blue Smurf hair.
Right,
yeah.
So according to Lochte, the guy then pulls out a pistol and puts it against Ryan's forehead. And Ryan's response, official response to the police statement was, whatever, man. And then he got on the ground.
Now, I thought that he didn't give a report to police because
he had to.
He did.
There was a statement given that the present in the room during the statement was the Rio de Janeiro Police Department, the FBI, the IOC, and a couple of other United States
representatives,
yeah,
or
like
something.
Not policemen, but law enforcement type people.
Well, then where comes in the part where he busted town and
so
they think he's lying?
Here's the problem, is that there are massive discrepancies between what Ryan told people and the other two swimmers told people.
They've been interviewed separately,
okay.
And they don't have their story straight.
Ryan says,
dude, that's
such
a rookie move. We had our shit together in eighth grade, like when a cop would come when you're teepeeing.
Lochte says it was one person. The other guy said it was multiple people that robbed him.
Yeah.
The other part of it, and then the third guy hasn't given a statement yet.
Okay.
So the other wild card in this is that there is video of the three of them checking back into the Olympic Village like 20 minutes after said robbery.
Right.
And they're all just kind of chilling out and having fun. And you see them going through the metal detectors, putting their phones in, taking their watches off, all these valuable things.
That you would have thought would have been taken if they
were
robbed.
Would have been taken at a gunpoint robbery. And then I guess even after that, there is a video that Lochte posted to Instagram or Twitter of him, like, you know, doing a video selfie, like, woo, I'm drunk. Immediately went back down. Like, the next day was gone offline. So
can he be done with the Olympics now?
Yeah. So I guess Rio issued warrants to confiscate all of their passports to keep them from leaving the country.
Yeah.
And wanted to talk to them further. Lochte GTFO'd before they could find him.
Right.
They've also are trying to hunt down said cab driver that was driving the three of them.
Right.
And can't find him anywhere. As in, dude doesn't exist.
Exactly.
My guess is that something very small happened. Maybe they were pulled over. Maybe they had to get out of the car. Maybe the cop even had a gun on his hip. But I think it
is. I don't
think
it was a cop. And I was telling Jimmy beforehand, and again, I have absolutely nothing to back this up with.
Yeah.
Purely speculation. All three of these guys were done with their events. They had a week left in Rio to do nothing but hang out, party, and do whatever they want to. I think a drug deal went bad.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea. Here's what I know, that Ryan Lochte is, for lack of a better term, a
stupid.
And he's also a media whore.
Yes.
If he really had a gun pointed at his forehead, he would have given an interview to every single, I know they're not like 48 hours, hard copy. What are they now? Inside Edition.
He would have been on USA Today.
I know, I'm showing my age. But like if Ryan Lochte gets robbed at gunpoint, like a gun pointed to his forehead, he's going to give an interview to anybody who will listen to him.
Right.
But because he's partly full of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why maybe he's not.
And the Rio Police Department even came out and said, look, we're very aware that we have a crime problem on our streets.
Well, yeah.
However, we find it very odd that you say you were robbed at gunpoint, but all you're missing is cash, but you still have your phone, your watch, and all of these other valuables that would typically be taken in a crime of this nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think, you know, if they were targeted because they were Americans, then, you know, they would know.
Right.
Have other things of value on them.
Well, and also, I'm just going to say, if I'm an average Rio street thug, and I go to target someone, and I realize that I have three American Olympians,
they're getting in my trunk.
I'm probably cutting my losses and going the other way, because that's not going to end well for me.
No. The amount of attention that they're going to get, and... is there any fun stuff left in the Olympics? I think we've got a little bit of gymnastics left. Some more track
basketball
and field.
Still.
Oh, I hate basketball. I saw our volleyball chicks get beat the other night in the sand. The big, tall Carrie, what's her name with two last names?
Walsh Jennings, did they lose last night?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. No, but...
That's a good-looking woman.
They got beat by Brazil, the hometown.
Brazil beat the men too. Dalhousie.
Did they?
Oh, really?
And what's it? What was his name?
I don't know. I thought it was. I kind of didn't mind that they got beat.
What about
that,
the indoor chicks?
I know the men were still in it.
I think the women beat Japan last night.
Do you know what? Like, one of my favorite things is the synchronized swimming, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, come on!
I could watch it all day.
That's up there with horse dancing.
No, it's
water
not
dancing. It's
do you
different.
Know how long they have to hold their breath? And then they did it like in an outdoor pool this year, and there was like a glare, and I was pissed at NBC.
I tell you what was most impressed me this year. Maybe it's just that I've never watched it before. Is the water polo?
Oh, I love water polo.
Holy cow!
I just watched them, and I'm exhausted.
Yes.
And that's
doesn't
the thing
it
is like
look just so exhausting.
People don't think about the fact that on top of doing the game that they're playing, they're treading water the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah, like they cannot by rules touch the ground.
Yeah.
Those are the people who impress me.
Those people are in shape.
And I think the diarrhea walkers are still coming.
Yeah.
If
I think
you
so.
Want to see Hoss and I's video of me smoking him in the diarrhea walk.
Oh, steeplechase, another stupid event.
What is that?
It's on the track, but it's people jumping over like puddles of water. And,
are you joking
and,
me?
And odd,
there's some lower and
odd
hurdles
like and, low hurdles. Yeah, it's weird.
And yeah,
I swear, I'm going to be in the Olympics in 2020. I haven't picked yet. It's either going to be horse dancing or puddle jumping.
I'm waiting for Connect Four.
Yes. Thank you so much for hanging out with us in the Midday Show. Thank you, Hoss. Thank you, my hubby. Thank you, Stephanie, for coming and hanging out with us. We will be back again Monday morning. If you like the show, share the show. That's how we get listeners. We've been doing it a year. If you want me to keep going, you have to tell your friends how much you love the show. Till I talk to you next time, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy, Hoss.
Year one is in the books. Let's start year two.
Woo-hoo! We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.